What are on past year before we begin the return to the Kibbutz? That I think Adi showed me the Kibbutz Haran. That's my cousin. What daf is it? Our daf. I mean, that says that we had a machlokes in the rush. When the Havdalah is made on Sunday, and if it's in the state of Anina, it's not the Shabbos, but you do or don't make Havdalah on Sunday. Well, the Rambam is in another possibility. You make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos. Are you an onen? Well, if you live in a place where ain kovrim balayla, there's no kvura balayla, you don't have the status of Anina at that point, you can make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos. Solves all the world's problems. Could it create other problems? You don't bury a knife and therefore your status of an onen? That's a chiddush. I mean, for two reasons, I have two questions. Number one, does the Ran say it only Motzei Shabbos? Or even all week long? Some kind of course, Motzei Shabbos. Based on what we said yesterday from the Shabbos of Rafael Magolius. Sometimes if you're near Shabbos, you say, well, look, you had Shabbos and that's 5 minutes before Shabbos. Can't do anything. Has a different status than a Tuesday night or a Wednesday night. I'm not sure about that. Number two, my bigger question is, so what? You can't bury Motzei Shabbos. But there may likely other things you can do. No? Today I think it certainly wouldn't apply. Well, although you can't bury Motzei Shabbos in America, what they own them or they're not burying it, they're just making phone calls. That's what they're doing. They can make phone calls Motzei Shabbos too. But even in those days, we see that they had to prepare Tachlichim and prepare an Oren. So what? They couldn't bury him on Motzei Shabbos. Why should that be something which is enough to knock out the Aninus completely? I don't know, but that's what it says in the Chiddush Haran. That's the Aura for today. Now we go back to our business of the Sugya and Ksuba. You all have the rush. Today, if you don't have the rush inside, you're hopeless. It's just nothing. You have to have the rush inside. If you don't have to look inside with somebody else, but the whole Shia is based on the Yukum and the Lush and the Rush. You don't have it, so then there's nothing to talk about. Okay, about that. Yesterday we had a machlokes between the what we call the Rush and the Radak of David Cohen. What about the Tikkun HaKesef? It's Simon Shin Mem Beis and Sivkot Nalos. This is going on the Taz Alos. And I gave you my explanation. The Rosh Lashitasa, Avelus the Rabbanon, they thought the Radak would hold that Avelus is the Oraisa. And it's interesting, we'll get to it later, because the Bechabas Lashon and the Shin Pei Gimel is much that he holds like the Radak, as the Divrei Sofim points out, which of course would fit into our way of thinking, because the Mechaber is partial to the Shita, that Avelus is the Oraisa. Avelus the Raisa, he only calls both sayers, but he's the one who holds it. But according to the Rush, which is what we said yesterday, it should come out differently. All right. Oh. Now, the whole Shtickle Torah was based upon, I quote it from the Rosh Yeshivas. The Rosh Yeshivas say, the Lumdus say that even though the Avelus, the Poyel, may not begin until, do me a favor, just take the top off there. Until the, may I take the Rambams off too? No. Thank you. Until the Kavura, but in principle, the conceptual beginning of the whole process is in the moment of the Misa, and therefore there's a difference between the Chuba coming before the Misa and Chuba coming after the Misa. That's exactly what the Radak says, right? As opposed to the Rush, he said the Rush would not have the distinction, but this is you need Chupa Ubiya to knock out the Avelus, for the Misa preceded the Chupa Biya, so too you need Chupa Ubiya to knock out the Avelus, even if the Chupa preceded, because right, so when they say proceed and not proceed, the only time it's counted is the Kvura. That's what we explained. It's still not so glatt the combination, as we have to have still waiting for your shots. I'll still be horror number two today, so maybe tomorrow. Okay. But now, everybody said the Rosh Hashivas don't just speak like this. They have a courage. It's their lungus or this. They have a mocker. What's the mocker, Rabbi Sai? Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara on the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis. What's the Gemara say? Look carefully. The Gemara said that this particular Avelus will mark with the Asa Yichud. Why? because it's particular avelos, because has certain coolers in it. The Gemara's like this. My cooler. We have to get back to this Gemara again and again. The last few lines of Talmud is my cooler. Elema the katani baldis mitzuporesh. That's the cooler. That's no cooler. Also mentioned the lo chal alav avelusa. That's the cooler because that's no cooler. There, the reason why it's baldis mitzuporesh is because why? It's because it's the Avelus has a rich case. I mean, he's on chat. You see, Klar, that an owner is what the Revia. And others, the Tysus in the Ramban, which you probably don't have in front of you, and the Tysus in my Tzad Mechav Gimel, which you read together, the last line of Tzad Mechav Gimel on his base, the Ramat of Ve'eno, says, doesn't mean, Shein Kula Vedava. Hoshkama, Ein Kula Ba'Avelus, Tien Ba'Aninus, Ula Asir Zuzuli Ba'Avelus. Right, as we just read a few times. That's how the Ramban and Tosfos will go against the Ritz Gaon. So that's fine. So what's he going to say? That's not the pshat. Okay. Ella, so what is the kula by Avelus? The katani, noeg shiva simei amishta, v'chakach noeg shiva simei Avelus. Now, by side, what is in this Gemara? That's a kula, right? That's a kula, is it not? So the Rosh Hashim is asking, Kasha, why is that a kula? Why is that a kula? If the chuppah takes place before the Kvura. And what triggers the Avelus? What? The Kvura. And nothing else. Before the Kvura is nothing. So that until but it's also not a Kula. It's a Nikar Adin. Why is it Nikar Adin? Because you have a Chuppah. The Chuppah triggers the status of Chassin, which is Regal Shalom. Regal Shalom, but we know in the Regal Avelus can't take effect. It's also not a Kula. So why is it a Kula? So why is it a Kula? Why is it a Kula? Oh, you have to answer like this. It's not considered to be a kula. Why? Because after all, the father died first, before the chuppah. And the father dying first, although the poel mamish, the avelus may not begin, at least completely, until later after the kvura, but the seed of the avelus are already there. The avelus is there, at least potentially, from the moment of the mitzvah. And therefore, the fact that when you have a chuppah bia right after the misa before the kvura, that it results in what? The shiva simei amishta come before the shiva simei avelus is considered to be a kula. And therefore, we're afraid of zilzul. That's their right. That's their right. It's a starker right. Nope. So now the shoes on the other foot. What will the Rosh do with this Gemara? We had a whole seesaw yesterday. That the Rosh says, no, till the Kvura is nothing, absolute zero, as we had in our sugya. Aninus b'chod avelus b'chod, osu b'zeh mutu b'zeh. Before the Kvura, the whole world avelus is not even to be mentioned. Zero. Nope, so we're back over here with the same kasha all over again. What's the kula over here? The kula is, that you have shiva simei mishta before shiva simei avelus. Why is that a kula? That's an ikar adin. Because you had the misa, let's get the order straight. Four things happen. Okay, four things happen. Two bad and two good. The bad on the edges and the good in the middle. Misa, chuppah, bia, kvura. In that order. Okay? According to the Rosh, ask the average person who knows a little bit. They'll tell you, of course, the shiva simei hamishta should come first. Why? Because the word misa is irrelevant. Because all that starts on Eilat is kvura. So of course, Misa chuppah bia shine. The shiva simei avelus amishta starting. Pashas. That's special kula. That you forestall the shiva simei avelus. A pshita azay. It's not a kula. That's exactly the right answer that the Rosh Hashivas brought. That's the whole fancy radat. That really it starts with the misa and the whole business. But the Rosh denies that. What will he do with this Gemara? That's question number one for today. Everyone understand the question? Everybody say, everyone understand it? Klar. Question number two. Please turn to the Rosh in Simon Tess. Simon Tess. Simon Tess. The question is like this. So we said Shabbat in the Rosh yesterday, the Rosh that she tossed up, that he denied that anything starts at the Misa. Zero. Before the Kavur, nothing happens. So therefore, according to the Rosh, there's no difference whether the Misa came before the Chuppah came before the Misa. It's all the same thing, because the Kfuah is the determining factor. That's what we explained yesterday. And we mentioned that the Rosh Hashiva said Shara and the Radach quote about the Nekudat HaKesef, to the contrary, that the Misa is significant, and there is a distinction between the Misa coming before the Chuppah or vice versa. And where they got it from, I'm telling you now, from our Gemara, the Alam and base in the bottom, where the Gemara said it's a Kula to postpone the Shiva Shimei Ha'avelus. In the case of the Gemara, the Gemara's case, the Braisa, Misa Chuppah Bia Kvur. That's a Kula. Why is it a Kula? Nothing starts with Kvush, and that's not a Kula. It's like Mace for Regal. Chuppah Bia is a Regal. Someone died in the middle of Sukkot. It's no Kula that we don't have the Avelus till after Sukkot. That's the sin. It's a Regal. It must be, they say, Pshat Neradach. No, the Misa is significant, and therefore it's a Kula that we can postpone the Avelus till after the Shemitah Reshitah is over. Oh, that's the right to the Radach. No, the shoes on the other foot. What will the Rosh do with this Gemara? The Gemara said it's a Kula, that you have the case of Misa Chuppah Bia Kvura. It's a Kula that the Mishnah can't afford the Avelus. Why is it a Kula? It's an Iker Adin. That's the Kash. Question number two, Rabbosa. Here in the Russian Simon Tess. Want to ever have Simon Tess? Give me a Mamakan if you don't mind. Here's a Mamakan. But you'll forget me. Find myself easy. Simon Tess. Thank you very much. The Simon Tess was soft in the beginning. I know the carbon is fine all of you. Oh, son. What did he say? So the Rush starts talking. You know what? Let's just read a small part of it. Okay? The Rosh is talking about the various chumras and kulas that we apply to these various cases concerning ish v'ishto. Take a look here with Dr. Yesh. We'll ask one of Yesh. Yesh are also Nimal Mikan. The Misha Mesa Mes Berego. Kevon Shenoa Kevon Shenoa Gimea Rego Tchila Dino Lahacha. The Kilalei. Yashu Ben Hanoshim, Yashu Ben Hanoshim. Wow! Can you imagine that? Never. Someone dies on Yashu. Not only is he in such sorrow, but he has to move out of his house. I mean, this is a Yichud problem. Lona here, Ali. Lodami the Kilusa the Hacha. The Akilu Betfe. Why? Shere Mesel Mes Kodem Shechalu Shivis Yimei Amishta. Vitiru Lo Chachomim Lahachnis Et Hames Lecheder. Vetachosim Et Hakal Lechupa. Kidei Lipchos Avelus Meolo. Avo Mesel Mes Beregel Shechvachalu Lavaregel Yishena Imo Ba'abayim. I'd like to show you a part of the Rush, which is not, I made a little mistake. It's not on the Maram Makomas themselves, which I was looking for. Towards the end of the Rush, a small part, but since you know the figure so well, to be able to pick it up. There's an interesting comparison here between Avelus and Nida, which I don't really want to go into now. That's why I didn't want to add this to the list of Maram Makomos. But there's one line I have to read to you, which is the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 lines from the bottom. even if we're out of context, but there's an important lesson to be learned. So lo dami lahai kilusa dahacha, kilusa dahacha efkiu chachamim divrehem, masha astru onein b'tash mishamita, v'tiru lo simchas chupa ubiya, kidei lipchos aveilav me'olav, excuse me, this called Avelus Meholov Af Liacha Kvura. Let's leave out this issue of Nida, which again I don't want to get into. So this is a very important line here in the Rush. Why is it such an important line? What's so important about it? You know why? It's against the Gemara, that's why. Oh, you got it right around. It's against the Gemara, LaFurch. Against the Gemara. The Gemara said that what's the Kula? The Kula is not that they were matter the Bia. You've got to do that, right? It's Mikey Lusa, you have the Gemara in front of you. Mikey Lusa, if you're matter said the Bia, that's what because it's before the Sima said, oh, that's not the Kula. So how come the Rush seems like we're going against the LaFurch and Gemara? No? That's what it sounds like. The Rush keeps talking about Itiru Chacham and Lahachas and Meis Lecheder with the Chas of the Kal of the Chupa. Okay, this goes to Avelus Meola. Sounds like the Kula, once again, the Kula is that's the line which was on the Mount of Comus, right before Imam Rabbi. But I wanted you to see this other line, which is even more explicit. Same thing, but more explicit. Again, the tiru again. The hifkiu chachamim adivrayim asher asru onim b'tash shamita. The tiru simchas kupa bigger than lichos avelus meolav after a kvura. A little bit more beferish in the bottom than on top. But on top it also says against the gemara pilei tloim. Against the gemara. I have two kashas against the rush. One was the lumdish kasha. That was to do with the rush. Shiva drayah from davdala on the days in the bottom. And now we have a simple kash, the rush against the Gemara. You understand this one? Against the Mefurash Gemara. So Laniyah Zaitir Abosai, one question knocks off the other. Kush Shachatim and Teresh B'chavata. Let me explain. The rush didn't like the simple shot. What we call it, the rush Shiva's shot. He didn't like it. And for good reason he didn't like it. Because that whole shot is predicated on the assumption that what's the real, what we call the essence, you know, the conceptual beginning of the Dini Avelis is the Nisa, right? That's why it's a Kula, right? That's why it's a Kula that we have the Shiva Shimei HaMishta coming before the Shiva Shimei Avelis. But the Rush didn't like that. He couldn't buy it. Didn't agree to it. Because it's not a Kula. That's Ikaradin. You have a Chupabia before a Kvura, so that's an Ikaradin. That's a Mishta comes before the Avelis. Exactly. The Rush gave a whole loop shot to Gemara, a shot that no one ever thought of. Namely, shot like that. Originally, we had a question. Remember, we had the shot which the Tosfos and the Ramban I mentioned before. Mikey Lusa, you mean to tell me the Kula of the Bia? That's no Kula. Why not? That's a Kula in Aninus. It's not a Kula in Avelus. Now, if you read it again, I'll open it one more time. Chav Gimelam and Beis, the Eino, the top, the last line of the Tosfos. I read it one more time. What does it say? Chokam, En Kula Be'Avelus, Kim Be'Anidus, V'la'otus Uzuli Be'Avelus. That's the Gemara's Kasha, right? So here's the answer, Abosai. The answer is no. The Kula is that you have the Mishnah before the Avelus. I asked Mikra, I did. Here's the part in the Rosh, it's Gavaldic. The Rush is saying, no, we go back to the beginning. The original Teres is still true. The Kula is the Bia. That's the Kula. I have the Kula, which is the Kula in Aninus, and not a Kula in Avelus. They won't become, they won't come to Mazal in Avelus. The answer is like this. If it would be a self-contained Kula in Aninus, which has nothing at all to do with Avelus, then they would not be making an Avelus. But because this Kula in Aninus has the remarkable effect, so what does it do to the Avelus? What does it do to it? No. What does it do? It pushes it off a whole week. Granted, granted that once it happens, it's mikra din, and it pushes it off a whole week because kind of before the kavura. But it wouldn't have transpired unless we allowed this bia in the state of aninus. So we can say the Gemara's maskan is that the bia in the state of aninus will not lead to a zuzla and averus because the bia is only aninus. Nothing to do with averus. No, has a lot to do with averus. What does it do with the averus? It pushes it off a whole week. So therefore, we have everything we use with tuf tam v'dat. The Rosh Hashiva's pshat is not the pshat in the Gemara. The pshat as the Rosh is at the end seems to be against the Gemara. That the kula is we allow the bia. I the Gemara said that's not a kula because it came before she saw some agola. So what the Gemara then say? No, the kula is what at the mishkan before the avelus. I but that's bigger than because the mishkan both come before the avelus because the chupa bia came before the kula and the kula starts everything. Therefore the Rosh Hashanah no you got it all wrong. The Pshat never rejected the original Gemara completely. The kula is the bia. Alright, so what do we add now? If you only had a kula and bia in the time of aninus, it's not going to lead to any other additional zilzol and avelus. But once the kula and aninus has a far-reaching effect of postponing the avelus for an entire week, so therefore the average person might say, this avelus is shvach. Look what happened to it. They pushed away. It's a pushover. They pushed away for a week. So therefore, they may be mezazel in it because we see that they were mekel by allowing the bia, and the bia itself is a chiddush that they were master. That I told you, aninus not available. Gemara said at the beginning, and Gemara says no, it's an aninus the kula, but it has an effect, an impact on avelus, and therefore could be to a zilzul. So now both questions are answered. Yes, Tani. Kedei, that's what he's saying. Kedei. He doesn't say that the kula is merely the fact that that's the bia. No, that's the Gemara rejected that. But it's the bia because the impact of pushing off the avelus will lead to a more zilzul than avelus. Yes. Okay, maybe. Yeah. I understand. That is a mikra din. Look, what's not a mikra din over here is the bia. That's for sure. But until now we said that's not mikra din, is irrelevant, won't cause a zilzul, why not? Because it's only an anemic sticker, not mikra din. Now we're saying the not mikra din, which transpires during anemic, impacts on the avelus, and therefore we're afraid of a zilzul.
Huh?
Why did
it have
your name? What do you think? It's not for it. Yeah. Avail to be first. Now avail to second. It's better than Ikra. All these can happen because of the Chuppah Diyya. It's not the Chuppah Diyya. It wouldn't happen. That's my shot. Possibly. That's my shot. Now, Rabbosai, I have another thing in the rush. Here we go. Hilchot. Again, with a Hilchot in the rush, with a little tzadi, like carbon and sandal tzadi. Oh, we have to have a Hilchot. Whoa, just wait. Oh, boy. Look here now. Hilchot. Chos and Shemez Arvav Al-Chamoso. That means the mother of the Kalim. Bein Boal. Look carefully here. Bein Boal. Bein Shalom Boal. Hu Yoshein Bein Ha-Anoshim. Vihi Yoshein Ha-Bein Ha-Anoshim. Whoa. Start again. Chosin shemeis ovim ochamoso. Bein boal, bein lo boal. Hu yoshein bein ha'anoshim, vi yoshein bein ha'anoshim. Whoa. What would I say? If boal avada, that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara, right? If boal, what happens? What happens if boal? What happens? No, what happens? The Mishnah comes before the Avelus. The Avelus is shvach, and therefore you may lead to a zilzul, so they ask the yichud. Fine. And if lo boal? And if low boil, what happens if low boil? What happens? What comes first? The avelus comes first. There's no zilzul in the avelus. There's no zilzul in the avelus. So the question becomes, so why is there an issur yichud? The carbon is silent on the second is kasha. Look what he says, Chuck. Sad kasha. So the fita mashma, the noach shibbos, the main mishter, the hakach, the main avelus, I feel it below boil. What? That's not bad. I can't blame the carbon is silent. How else do I get shot? You can't blame the carbon asano. Why should there be an Easter yichud if there's no zilzul? If there's no something that didn't happen to the avelus, there must be. You're shot in the rush. You push aside the Shivas Yemei Avelus, even in the case of Lo Boal. Nope, so you have to go hold a good kasha, an unanswerable kasha. Can I might some of the price of Boal be a mitzvah? Without the Bias mitzvah, you push off the Shivas Yemei Avelus. The Yesh Lomar, the Vadai, Hecha, the Chal of Avelus, Kodam Anisuin. Lo alima, I simchas kupu litchos in avelus and mitzchila shivat in mishle. Lo ayde tiyu simchas bilus mitzvah. Okay. Rabbeinu Ayri hecha shemeis olim shalfasan. Acha ha chupa. Two things are shver. One, it's against me. Because I just got to say it. The rush can't. I mean me. It's against the rush. The rush before is called by the kula tekesef. I say, well, I can't hold this way, but you know, like my lumbus. But the rush is beferish against it. That's number one. And what's number two, he could cost him in a sefer. What? The Rosh didn't say that. The Rosh didn't give that pshat. No. He didn't give the pshat at all. And more than that, if it's true, say it by Shal Krovin. The Rosh is talking here only about the Ovev Shal Chos and the Mishal Kala. They have three kashas against the Krovin Atama. One's against the Rosh in the Kuda Tekes. Two, it's against, if it's true, it should be by Shal Krovin as well. Three, you can cost him in a sefer. Who said something after the mace after the chuppah? Three bombshell kashes against the Korban Atana. Three strikes of Osai, we all know, this season. Three strikes.
No.
So the shrek. So no, but you have to give it out of shot. You can say this. Yeah? What? Oh! Dog got the right shot. Home run! Home run! Not three strikes. The home run. Grand slam. Sounds like this in Moshe. It's not the Korban Atana's fault. He made one little error over here. He understands this line, Hilkach, where the Tzadi is, that's going on the Avelus to Gedim. He got stuck. But the answer is not true. We begin at the beginning. See, it's not his fault. It's the prince's fault. That test is an unusual thing on the Rosh. It's like we had in Tasha's Pinchas. The Piska B'Yamta Pasuk. In the middle. You have hardly the finest in the Russian. The Mordechai is always that way, but the Russian never happened. That's what got threw him off. Look how it goes. Middle of the sentence. Test. Torah, Rav Yosef, Berei, the Rav, Mishmei, the Rav, Lo Shana, Rav, Shvav, Bol, Rav, Bol, Ishto, Yishen, Ima, Rav, Abay. Uvechosem, Shepirza, Ishto, Nida, Mayri. Right? Yeah, I forgot the Bavelis, Yishen, Ben, Hanosh, I forgot the Bol, Lo, Mishmei, the Bavelis, Kilo, Lai, Minida, Deho, Omer, Rav Yosef, blah, 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 goes the whole story. The kids and nimitz, what's going on over here is as follows. What's going on is as follows. The Gemara is not quite enough dollars. Why is there a din, Rabbosai, that Yichud is also for Yifra Chupas Nida? Simple. Simple. We're afraid this Chosan is Yitzra Tokpo, the Kona Bir Rishona, and we don't trust him to be together in seclusion. We don't trust him. Says the Rosh, Hu Adin, Hu Atam, as Dov said. The same din with the same reason applies in this kind of a case. What happened over here? Hilkach. Chosin shemeis ofiv ochamosa bein boal bein lo boal. Because he's the yichud. Why? By boal, the yichud yichud is why? Because it is zilzul in avelus. And by lo boal, the yichud is, it's ishto, kodem bia rishona, and bia zasa. The mali bia zasa because of nidah, mali bia zasa because of avelus. How could the avelus come first? There it is. Grand slam. Ooh, wow. That is against the Korban Atana. And what's the proof? Take a look. I asked you to see in Yeridaya, the Simon Shin Pei Gimel, Sif Beis. Everyone open up, please. The Simon Shin Pei Gimel, Sif Beis. What does it say? Avo. End of the first wide line. Avo, the dollar of the ground. Avo. In konas l'chupa v'schilu yomei ha-mishnah shalo. Middle of Shiva Sheva, brothers. V'chakach, meis lo meis, muto l'syachari mokimo v'shar avelus. Right? Some person is in avelus. He's a lot of said of yichud. V'hu Shaboal, Avalim Lo Boal, also the Siacharim of Kol Yomei Ha'Evel, Bein Bechol, Bein B'Shabbos. Yeah, so the Bera Gola, says, Mehmed Rav Yosef, Ksubas Avdal Ramad Aleph. Rebbeinu Shel Olam. What's Ksubas Avdal Ramad Aleph? What did Rav Yosef say? He just saw the Rosh. What did he say? He's in a Chuppas Nida. What's the connection to the Chuppas Nida? You look at the Beis Yosef. He's just saying the Beis Yosef is copying from the Beis Yosef. What's going on? Pris and Nida. How can the Beis Yosef say this is a mucker for this din? The answer is exactly as Zob said. Grand Slam. Nida's Lav Dafka. A man marries a woman and she's a Surilo, and it's before being a Rishona, there exists an Issa Yichud. Meredith. Okay? Meredith. Fine. Incidentally, you see from over here that in Konas the Chuba below Baal, you get again an impression, as I said before, like the Radach. That's what I said. If you look at the Russian of the Machaber, that's an impression before Machaber Lebi Lushitas. Last point in this Sugya is the Russian Simon Vov. Okay, Rabbi, say Simon Vov. Everyone, please open up. The Rosh Simon Vov. Okay, the beginning. Vein Monin Tachshitin Min Akala Shloshim Yom. That's the following of Gemara. Tirish Rashi Vein Monin Mimena Tachshitin Mishum Averes Tav Shloshim Yom. The Kol Shken Le'acha Shloshim Yom. Okay. The Kosher. The harder time to be able to rabbi your isha muteras bin tila feya who mucha chosam the cold in shloshim daima tisporis the gius ena nog be eshes ish shot it's gan al baila imkei maika mashla and hocha gabe kala that's a cool about a kala. What do you mean by kala? Every eshes ish will make them. Every eshes ish will make them. The separate thing. And monen tachshitun the kala she'iru la'evel because Shlosh Yimei Chuposo, he was kashetes kekala afilu b'tok Shivas Yimei Evla, Shivas Yimei Evla. So this Gana Al Baila, because Shlosh Yimei Shal Chupos, my simple cause of the Kalu, Shvicha Shlosh Yimei Navel Atzma V'lo Chayla Le Avelis Klal, the Gabi Hanach Mili. That's what he's saying, Achidish Nifla. So what is the Rosh saying over here? That is a Kula by a Kala even within Shivam. This is found in Shulchan Aruch Abotai. It's Simon Shin Pei Aleph Siv Vov. Everyone please look inside. Shin Pei Aleph Siv Vov. Okay. It starts with the says Nigamar. Yishalo Tikcho Vlo Tatak Es Vimei Evlo Shekol Eilu Asurin Kirechitza. Okay. Because in Yisrael Yisrael Mark Suma talks about Tichol and Pirchus. It's also found here in Moyed Cotton, the Beragola says, that Chav Amud Beis. We all have Moyed Cotton. Maybe it's worth looking in there for a minute. Here we go. For the wide lines of Chav Amud Beis, the question of whether it's allowed to be Kokeles and Kokeses, the different dinim over there. So the Shulchan Aruch quote in Akamara says that during the time of Avelos of Shiva, we're talking about Shiva here, remember? So it's kichol and tirkus makeup. It's like rechitza, the equivalent of washing, and then it should not be done during shiva. Then it says something that's interesting. The ashes ish ena asur elatov shiva, ala havalacha shiva muteres bakol. Now what does the word bakol mean? About that? What is bakol? Hakol, bakol, mikol. What's bakol? So if you have no other sources, you read the shmachaber kipshuto. Bakol must mean love tikkun, love the pockets, no? Yeah? That they love shot? Isn't there a cloud somewhere? I'm just thinking of it now. That the word kol has to be at least three things. Look at that cloud. It's a buffy in the Hebrew language. You don't do everything by only two things. No, is that a Zaman rule? Who knows that rule? Who? Come on, who? Nobody knows. Am I making it up? No one in this rule? There's a big room here. I made up thing out of nowhere? Okay, I get an assignment. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I recall such a rule. Call out at least three. No? Okay. I guess I'm wrong. So leave that to your gap. But if you find that I'm right, you let me know. I'll put you tomorrow. Put down number one. All right? On my side, I was at first. Okay. All right. So what's bothering? The shock is it doesn't know what to do with this thing. It doesn't know what to do with it. What do you mean? What do you mean? Muteres, Bakol, Kichol, and Pirchus. But Kichel of Pirkos is Rechitza. And Rechitza only lives for 7 days. You mean Eishes Fish? No, a single girl, a single boy wants to wear boys' makeup. I don't care, I'm sugar. So you also didn't want to have the 7 days. What's he talking? What's going on over here? So the shachas have come down to give a very strained shach. Asur and kirechitza, niul and yezeh chomer merechitza. Sha'as af akashiva im lo ve'eshes fish. Urechitza sharem idina lachashiva to grow sifal. What a shverb shach. The mechaba took pains to say, you don't have to say it. He could have said, Ishlo tikkol o tikkol b'vei evla, and all would say he's missing anything. He goes out of his way to say, and it turns out it's a mistake. Because Rechitza is only 7 to 30. Come on, give me a break. You're saying it's Rechitza, how can you say, a pella also? No, a pella. A pella. Yeah, nope. What do I do with it? I don't like it. I gotta get a different shot. Let's go further than that. Kala. Baita. Kala. She'ira evo tal shloshim yom l'chupata. Who tariff this kashe? I feel it's off shiva. No, ask the average Israeli. What do you mean this kashe? What do they tell you? No, what do you mean this kashe? No, one word. Jewelry, home run. Actually, it's really, well, for the moment it's a home run. We have to call it back, you know. The tzitz eliyaz is like you. Tzitz eliyaz is like Yaakov. That's his chief in this bin. It's a bin. It's an Eastern jewelry. And he asked the kash, how come nowhere in the Chabad has found it in that a woman is not permitted to wear jewelry in a veil, except for the one exception of here of a kala. You don't find it. So you can't wear a ring, and you can't wear a bracelet, and you can't wear a necklace. How come it's not found anywhere? How come it's not found? It's not in the Yester Kasha. It's not found in the Sugi and the Kofala. It's not found anywhere. So the Tzitzel is, well, it is found. You know where it's found? Right over here. Here's the source. The source is Tzitzel. Because it says, says that, but for a kala, it means it doesn't everybody else. Give me a... That's really hard to believe. Hard to believe. So on both sides, this is a... we have two kashas. The shach is shver, and the tzitzel yez is in. The chor is also very shver. It's not found anywhere else, and it's only based on a diuk. And remember, we had a problem in Rashi as well. We had before that Rashi says that a mona tachshitim in akala shloshim yom. What does it mean? It means the shloshim yom of avelus. Okay. Let's get the gemara ksuba underneath in the big pile. Hold on a second. So the Rosh quote. Pirish Rashi a mona mena tachshitim mishim avelus of shloshim yom. What? Koske la'acha shloshim yom? What are you saying? Tachshitim says means you can't wear a necklace. What? That means you don't stop the kala from wearing a necklace, even if she's in shloshim, and even if she's in beyond shloshim. What's that? What's beyond shloshim? Of a veilus. What? Only one thing. What's that called? Yud Beis Kodesh. You need to tell me. Catch this one now. That a woman who's not a kala, you're going to tell me she can't wear a necklace for 12 months? To give that psak is very dangerous. It's a dangerous psak to try to get. Too late, boy. No. So tell her also. Not only that, the kasha which is quoted by the Mogen Avraham. Because the Gemara's Mefurish and Masechta Yumai and Ches, and they derive the Shir Shloshim Yom the Rechitza's Kala, that the Kala can wash her face for if she's got married within a month of Yom Kippur from this. According to Rashi, what's the Shloshim? It's not a Shloshim of a Kala, the Shloshim of Avelus at the Mogen Avraham's Kasha. The Kam is the answer in the Mordechai, which is quoted in the Machzitz HaShekel. I know not everybody's able to get the Machzitz HaShekel, but if you saw the Mordechai, you're okay. So everybody, open up, please. Simon, tough, kuf, kuf, dalit. All together. Yes, what's the question?
Maybe talking about the shiva runs past the 30 days to the chuppah, and it runs then after the 30 days, then she...
So the chess is going to work. Let's read the Mordechai together. Tough, kuf, kuf, dalit. Mm-hmm. Okay? Kosek Mavein Monin, Kosek Rashi, Kosek Mahashloshi. Here's the answer in one word. The first word is the answer. V'takshitin mashma filu ha'avorat seor. V'unami takshitin kiritznan for a kamad amoyed kotten. I think it's Tavchesim at base. V'osa isha takshitea b'moed. V'ela takshitea godeles pokeses noteles sara v'tiponeo. Oh. Takshitin does not mean jewelry, Yaakov. I'm sorry. Get that home run back. Foul ball. Just foul. Back to the batter's box. Right? That does the word tachit does not mean jewelry. It means that the Mordechai said it means. Based on the sport called Nafchez. It means taking off the hair. Oh, the Yomtomar. For our meaning to write back to the Yuma. Go to the whole figure of a Melech and a Kala. The Yeshlomar. The Hani Mili Legabe Yom Kippur. Abba Legabe Avelus came in the Shariah to Shloshim. Listen to this. Shem Iko Yemei Avelus. Koshkein Liachar Shloshim. Kachish the Faris of Pirish Rashi. What's happening over here? We now understand everything. We're talking about taking off hair. Isa Tisporet applies to 12 months. Other Emo applies to 12 months. Correct? And what happened over here? We're talking the kind of Mesa Yuma Shokala. So the kind of 12 months Avelus. Right? So now I think a very interesting thing. A Kala lasts only for 1 month. And if we should say that after the month is over, or any dispensation of the Kala is gone, the Mordechai, no. Since in the first month of her being a Kala, we will matter the Easter Kamer of Tisporet, so too we give her a break and say that later on, after the month of the Kala status is over, we're not going to suddenly reinstitute for the first time, really, the Easter Kal of Yud Beis Kodesh. That's what he says. That's what he says. With this, I've also understand Rashi Shita. The Torah Leitim Tisporos goes beyond 30 days. We understand the Raya from the Gemara Yuma, as the Mordechai said. And Rabotai, that is the Easter of Tachshitin in our sugya. And about that, he go back to the Mechaber, Rabotai. The Mechaber left us in a, not really fair, he didn't spell it out, but that's what it means. When the Mechaber said, Kala, no, hold on a second. No, Eishet Ish, Eina Asura Shatoch Shiva, Aval Acha Shiva Muteret Bakol, doesn't mean typical with the target. No. Everyone's looking at that after 7 days. Bakol comes to include tachshitim. Tachshitim in the sense of cutting off hair. You wouldn't know it. How are you supposed to know what that means? Well, you know what it means a little bit because he has the word muteras tzkashe in the next line. So you should do a little the spade work. You'll find you really look at the base curious. And elsewhere, that's the impression. That the bakol means the Easter of taking off hair. That's what it means. Even that's permissible, which is normally a 30-day prohibition, is permissible for Nashis Ish. Kadesh was his Ganal Baila. Oh, I, the Rosh has to cash against the Rashi for the Eber Rabbah. He's turned to the Rosh one more time. To the Rosh in Subit. One more time. He says, the question is, time of Eber Rabbasi. Aisha Muteret Venetila Seyer, Ubuka Chosin the Cold and Shloshin and the Sports of the Gears and the Dog Beshit Ish. That's exactly what the Mechaber is quoted. What's special about a Kala? What's special about a Kala? Every single married woman, they made a dispensation. What's so special about a Kala? The answer is as follows. If you look in the Ramban on page Kuf Tzadi Vov in the Torah to Adam, I guess it should have really been on the Mamas. But it is. What about? Next to the last line. So, there he explains as follows. There are two kinds of cutting off hair that the Chazal were matir for a woman. One is what's called Porneo Shel Mata, a euphemism. This is mutter for every single married woman. So it's gone out by fine. Okay. But, here, with the respect of the Kala, we're talking about cutting off the hair on top. Let's say she has hair, facial hair she wants to get rid of, or maybe even hair on the head, that she needs to get rid of for her hairdo as the case may be, this is also for Shara Jazish, and it's only Mutta for a Kala. And you see, even from the Rashi's, who argues with Rashi, you see, when the word Tachshit means fair, it doesn't mean jewelry. And therefore, Yaakov of Sar to say it's a foul ball. There's no such Isser. It doesn't exist. A woman who's in Shiva can wear necklace, and she can wear a bracelet, and she can wear a ring, whatever she wants to wear. She wants to wear less, that's her decision. There's no such, it doesn't exist. Yes?
Mashma
Afilu Havar says,
Unami
Tashi Tashi. Correct. Isn't it?
Even
watching Afilu Vinny includes other things? What would that be included? Good question. Take a look. Rali, top, what? Kuf Kav Dalet, 1 second. Hey, Mashma Tashi 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 Tashi. Today, I was upset that Tamidim and Shalitha are getting so into the Sugging Subas and leaving out Kibbutz, and I thought, I'm going to pass you right by. But it looks like I'm not passing anybody too fast. So I got a few more horrors to make on the Sugging and the Sugging Subas before we finish it. I thought I'd finish part of the Shi'ur, we'll be finished. Maybe we'll just begin a little bit of Kibbutz today. But tomorrow, on both sides, we have to accelerate our pace, otherwise, it's not going anywhere. So please be prepared for the whole Sugging Kibbutz tomorrow, if you don't mind. Okay? Try your best. Try your best. Rabotai. We mentioned a Hagos Maimonides. We have it again. I read it yesterday in Shia. He said one of the Beferish that you need the chuppah and the beer together, thank you, to knock out the possibility of a shiva, and the chuppah alone will not be sufficient. And we explained earlier that it may only be the case if the Misa preceded. That's what we spoke about before. Let's read again the Lashon of the Hagos Maimoni. Well, the Terek Dalit Sivkotan Vav, correct?
Uh-huh.
No, Gimel, excuse me. Terek Dalit Sivkotan Gimel. Inami, Asila, Avishari, Bilas, Mitzvah, Gabi, Avelis. Because of a sorach linok shivas to meavelos came in the chal of kodem achasana. The kach bol dilat mitzvah kodem akvura, vas the chal achasana kodem avelos. I will onen to gerus to say no onen also betashrus amit. He says it's kitzur how you sold, how you sold. That's the inami. What's his first term? First Terrace is, here's the question, Rabotai. Apparently, in this case, the Chazal get a special kula to the Pimata Rabia. But they insisted that the Bia takes place before the Kvur. They wouldn't hold up the Kvur even. Why? Let it take place after the Kvur. What's the difference? But the second Terrace in the Yagos Maimini is, they know why, that if the Bia will not precede the Kvur, you'll not be able to have the 7 days of Mishnah before the 7 days of Avedah. That's what we love Shat and Rashi. What's his first shot? No. That's not what he's saying. Maybe in a Kanami the chuppah would be enough, as he said. The chuppah would be enough to knock off the Avel. Chuppah is regular shalom. All right, so, and they want to give you a cooler beer. Give the cooler beer after the Avel. No. After the Kfura. No, why not? Why not? The loyal mekilim the Gabi Avel is until the Gabi Chosin. The Avel is chomer tvei me'aninus. Chomer tvei me'aninus? What does that mean? I saw the Divrei Sofer suggest that Avelis is an Easter Be'eser. Anin is only an Easter Shema Yimoshech. And therefore, we would rather be master the Easter Shema Yimoshech, and hope it won't happen in this unusual circumstance, than be master an Easter Be'eser. That's a nice chat. I'm not measuring cool as Kumas as such. It could even be all the Rabbanah. But one is an intrinsic Easter, and one is an Easter Shema Yimoshech, but rather be master the Shema Yimoshech. That's the first shot in the Hagos Maimonides. The Shita and the Ritva have a fascinating reason why they would rather be Matir the Bia before the Kavur than afterwards. Tell you why. Not that two competing Yisurim, an Easter of Aninus, an Easter of Avelis, they pick one over the other, either because you had to do it to knock out the Shivas and Avelis, or you want to have an Easter which is more cow. No. They arrange the way of both sides, they pull the shtick, no Easter. There's no Issa. He's bald the head to gomel. What? The Ritzgeis? The Ritzgeis? That every owner is mutter to be a chas v'sholem. But that's the other. No. Here's an interesting, fascinating, unbelievable, incredible shot. They say that once Chazal instituted that you are required to do the Maisa Bia and do it now, there's no onion. You're in jail, sort of. Almost a different kind of a jail. You can't be involved, you cannot involve yourself now in Sarach HaMeis. If you're not in violation, if they be matter to be after the Avail, after the Kfura, so they be matter something they had no choice about to have. Here, by engineering it, that the person is not allowed to be also to the Maisa, it's really that to do the mitzvah of Vilas Mitzvah, so the male is not, there's no one in it. It's a hutra, it's not a dechuyah. It's a fascinating chat. The Ritzmas and the Mitzvah, so that's then it's not, the Shita also. The Ramban had a different chat, it's already why. It's not a question of what's more kala more common. It's a matter of psychology of human beings. And they'll be afraid to be matter the Yitzhak after Kvura, they'll think this is a very kala. They'll be matter before Kvura, it saves people's minds, it's more calm than the Avela subsequent, even though it might be the rest of the backwards. As we said earlier. So how many children we have? Five children. Two in our girls. Maimini, and you have the Ritzgeit, and you have the, the Ritzvot, and you have the Ramban Shat. So five reasons why the B has to take place before the Kvur. Five. Remember the Shaili has, how do you matter the Kvura, the beer before the Kvura, after all, it's the Chanisa Daraisa, according to Sarmi Shona. So what do I'm buying in the famous Teret page, Reish Yud Beis Yud Gimel? What is the Teret? Essay Doch Essay. Somebody, there's some kind of essay of Vilas Mitzvah, we're not sure exactly what he means. There's an essay of Vilas Mitzvah, which is Doch the essay of an essay. You don't say it all the time, by definition. The essay, they ask the Tashma Shrim Shiva. No, they say the essay of Vilas Doch. No. B.S. Mitzvah is a special kind of an essay. We don't exactly know what that means. What's the mitzvah? Is one of the Tariyag mitzvahs B.S. mitzvah in the first year after the marriage? Is one of the Tariyag? I don't know, but that's what the Ramban says. The Rosh in Simon Gimel is a much simpler answer to this question. A simple, simple answer. It's so simple that we don't understand why everyone else doesn't give this answer. We spoke about it before. The Rosh says that the reason that they're matir, the Bia, is very simple. This is in page 64. It's in Simon Gimel. It's a little less than halfway down the second column. This is Lav Raya. Lav Raya. Why? Isaac Subis boiled with a mitzvah flourish when? Balayla. The Kovach makes on the Moka. He'll cook Lekka Avela Zoraita. Porsche. You don't even understand what the Ramban talking about. It's an obvious Sechia. Right? And sometimes you see Shurul Kedoshim and Beit Al Sabayom. So Chazbala says Balayla. And Balayla is only there for the Ripshus Kapu Sey. And he looks like there are Bonas. So presumably the Ramban didn't give this answer because he's working with an assumption that we're even including a case where Nebuch, there's a wedding, a regular typical wedding, which takes place these days at night. And then and Nebuch, the father or mother dies at the wedding, which is at night. And the Kavur is going to be the next day. So that night is the only Mr. Kavur is a Daraita. It's a Gemara, it's in front of all kinds of cases, he assumes. You can't get this there. It's all about this. That's what I think is the reason why the Ramban didn't give the Russian Teret. The Amek Dover, the different sources of Kod Chavav, gives this Teret. Then he goes into a wild Teret. I don't believe for a minute. This is part of the 1%. He says, maybe we should say that Halayla Holech Achar Hayom. This is us. How can he say that? That's the Rif Kent, it's true. I can even begin to say such a thing. I don't know. That I don't understand. The Rosh, Rabotai, in Ksubis and Simon Hag is a Teret, which I asked you to see. Interesting Teret from the Ramah. Your research of Simchas Kosna be the Oraita. Who? The Ksiv? I never heard this in the Torah. The Yom Chasunas of Yom Simchas Libo. Alma, the Simchas Libo be your vision, yet the Smach Min HaTorah. Smach Min HaTorah? Shira Shira? I mean, we all love Shira Shira, it's Kaddish Kaddash and everything, but not the Torah. No. It's a little French. So somebody gave a Teret. Who came to me? Who came to me? Who? Oh, you did. You, Yaakov? Yeah. Baruch Hashem. after we took away his last home run, he called it a foul ball because the Tzitz Eliezer was foul ball. I mean, it just, I think it was not the grab shot. Now Yaakov comes back, and the next pitch, you better have to get the gun. Mamet, he hits the ball way down, 500 feet, foul by an inch. Then he hits another one over the center field fence. So Yaakov and the Teres are involved in the Mechamen to the Mishkan of Yaakov. Our Mishkan is going to say for Kohelet. Yaakov gives you a Teres. Why give a Pasuk, which is from Shir HaShirim, give a Pasuk which is found in the Chumash? And it's not only found in the Chumash, but it's a Gemara of Pereshas in the Sechta Moed Katan, which is based upon it. Now Zion Amud Beis. Everyone turn your Moed Katan in front of you. Zion Amud Beis. Give a look. This is a Teres, a home run. I'm Zion Amud Beis. It says like this: We all may roll, so Yeshom Shataroa, Yeshom Shiataroa. Can I'm a chosen shenol, the nega nos no zayin yemei mishter. You don't bother him. 7 days. You see that the source of the Mishkan of Yaakov, our Mishkan of Yaakov, for din the oraisa of Simchas Yon of Simchas Chosen for 7 days. For 7 days. Okay. Quite a remarkable din. Oh. The Ran in Subis, but after the speak is a different term. The Ran says something which is, you have to try to understand it, let's try to figure it out. If I take up a few extra minutes, be mindful. I want to start Kibbutz tomorrow. The Ran in Subis on Aleph from the Bays, kind of like that. Aleph from the Bays and adopting Harif is an interesting answer to the original Kasha. How are they matter the Bia? So how many Harifs we have so far? The Rizgayas, there's no issue to begin with. You have the Ramban, you have the Ramah, the first day, you have Yaakov the Mishkan is Yaakov. Oh, it's sort of a shmogorim. I say the whole week is his Oraisa, and now you have the Ran, fifth Teres, again five. What's the fifth Teres in the Ran?
Litzah?
Well done. I don't know what that means. The Ran is as follows. The Ran is like this, yes, the Kasha, how are they matter it? How they matter is the vault is a doraita la kushi the bed and mast and lacquer dove and a torah b'shevi al pasta. Well, if he's there and a royal is asked with varm shall simcha kolos layom and she ain't no chay of lasses master shall avelus v'ayim b'shevi al pasta. All the Quran is one line. I think it's underlined in this gemara. Thank you. One line in the run. What's shevi al pasta? The matter of bia b'shevi al pasta. Pretty tough. What does it mean? What does it mean? It means it's as follows on both sides. That although the Bia is in action, but the fundamental Isser of Avedas Daraisa is an Asay. There's no Lavin, say don't. Says do. Whatever the Daraisa is, the Tamei Elisabel is one of the odd versions of the Rambam. Or the Chalti Chatas happens the Owe. But still it's an Asay. There's no Lavin over here. That's considered the Anakiro we call the Shave the Altasa. This is the Pshat. That's the Pashup Pshat. Again, the Amek Dover. And the Tzitzkot Lamed says what it means is looks like the Rambam. The Rambam holds it's not available till the Kvura. Then you have a Bia, and then it's a Kvura, so it's retroactive. It's called Shev Al Tasa. What? I don't know what he's talking about. The Tzitzkot the Rambam is no Kasha to begin with. Retroactive Shev. I still don't understand what he's saying. I told you again, 99% of the Sefer is Gevaldik. I still recommend you all buy it, but 1%, I just don't understand what the words mean. Yeah. You postpone it. So we miss it at night.
It's not
going
to
be. I don't believe it. Rishon really says that? I don't believe it, even for a minute. I have to stop. The time is up. But this throws me off completely. I wanted to figure. I don't know what to say, but I don't want to respond until I see it inside. So, Mishim, tomorrow we'll start with this R number one. And we still are not yet finished with the sugya. But it'll take us 5 minutes. I believe that 10 minutes the most. Oh, it's not the sugya people. I gotta see this one. It's against everything I said. Say by the bell. Yeah.
Who's the most of it? Who's the most?
Well, I mean, these things are the Rabbanan. I don't know if you want to work. Do you want to do nothing? Well, you want to have chicken with the milk?
Oh, the abana.
Oh, yeah. I don't Oh, one more announcement. BBYO is right after a brief lunch. And I mean, we are going to give them 40 cases around it. In the back of the business, we'll be back at 5 o'clock.